The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi, friends. We're stoked today to be bringing you our interview with Ari Weinberg from 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. We had a good time, I think. She was a fun little chat. Yeah,
it was fun.
We got some info on, well, she didn't tell us where she's at, but she kind of told us where she's at. We got some updates on her little sweet little boy and their relationship, and we got some tea on some stuff they didn't show on 90 Day that makes us see her in a little bit of a different light.
Talks about the butt bongo,
the bongos,
dead,
the circumcision,
whatever. Yeah,
the animal murders.
We talked to her all about a lot. We covered a lot.
Yeah, we covered a lot.
She's very pretty too.
Yeah. She looks great. It was fun. We hope you guys enjoy it. As always, as you listen, please write us a review on Apple Podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Escape to Real Podcast, and Twitter.
Love you, baby.
Enjoy. We hope you guys
be nice to her and reach out. Say, hey,
we listened. We like you. We're friends.
Fantastic.
A full unedited video available exclusively on Patreon. Patreon.com/escape reality podcast for our Fight Club and Dictatorship.
Murder,
you get the full video, baby.
You'll get to see it.
Yeah, you get the full unedited video if you're.
I'll mail you a piece of its lung.
A mess. All right, guys.
God,
enjoy
eating
that
meat
shit.
Is so gross, but
when you really think about it, it is gross. Ugh. All right,
bye, guys.
You.
We love you.
So to start at the beginning, how did you get on the show initially? How'd you get on The Other Way?
Yeah, so it's funny. I had this strange habit of reading Craigslist classifieds, and I always like to find the
that's
girly,
an 80s
weird
kid
ones.
In there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, oh, I saw you in the supermarket and you were wearing a red sweater. Like, if you remember me, like, here's my phone number, whatever. But I saw one advertisement like, have you fallen in love with a foreigner? And I was like, oh, yeah, I have. Like, what is this? And I'd never seen the show before. It didn't occur to me like, oh, this could be for 90 Day Fiancé. Like, I had no idea what that was.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
Wow.
And
so
you had met Binyam. How'd you meet him?
Yeah. How'd you meet?
Yeah. I met him when I was traveling in Africa, and we met on one of my, I'd been to Ethiopia before, and then I went back, and like a week after I was back there, we met.
Awesome. And so you like went through the whole production process, and like, was your family on board with you being on the show? Were your parents on board? Because we love your parents.
It was funny because I thought like initially like, oh, they're gonna think this is so trashy, you know, because it's reality TV. Reality TV doesn't have a good reputation. But my mom was like really encouraging about it. She was like, yeah, you know, you have such an interesting life. Like, people should, you know, hear about it. So I was like, okay, well, my mom's on board with it. And then my dad was like, they're not going to pick you. And I was like, oh. And he's like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, they're not going to choose you. And I was like, I'll show you. They will choose me.
They want me. Wow. So has your mom always given you great advice? Were you surprised to see such an outpouring of love? Not surprised. She's your mom, of course. But she's just so fun. She was so fun to watch.
You know, my mom is amazing and she's hilarious. I think, you know, my mom got like, most people love my mom, but she got a little negativity, I think, because people don't understand like her sense of humor. She's an Italian from New Jersey. She's quite particular in her, you know, the way that she is. But I think it was really cool for my mom because she's amazing. She does amazing things. She's a really strong person and she's lived an amazing life. And like, we as her family, to be honest, sometimes we take her for granted. So to have other people see it and be like, wow, your mom's so amazing. You're like, yeah, I know.
Her questions, like, I feel like she needs a show where she just like goes into situations and like figures out what the hell is going on. Like, I just love all her questions. She was hilarious.
Nothing but respect for your mom from our podcast. We loved every second of watching her. Yeah,
she's great.
She's a blessing. You know, that's literally,
it's her job, you know, to make like, she's a consultant for emergency rooms and stuff. So like, she goes into a situation, a dysfunctional situation, and she's like, well, how do you do this? And how does this connect to that? And why does this work this way? And then, you know, it's like, it comes off as bossy, but she, you know, she gets the job done. So
yep. Love it.
It's hard to be a smart woman in charge. I thought she was just so sweet when she was wheeling her baggage and she was kind of looked back at you and she knew you were on your journey. It was so sweet. She just seemed like a sweet mom. I just loved her. Yeah.
Yeah, she's really sweet, sweet person. And for me, you know, what I loved watching when I rewatched was when we arrived in Ethiopia, and then I see Binny, I was so excited. And then my mom like hugged him and like tears in her eyes. And she was like, you know, if my Ari loves you this much, then I love you too, or something. So,
so sweet. So I'm sure you got a lot of these questions online, but why did you decide to move to Ethiopia to give, like, before giving birth? Like, what was your reasoning to move before having the baby?
Well, I mean, I'd been to Ethiopia a few times before. So, you know, I knew I stayed there for, you know, months at a time. The concern for me wasn't really living there. Like, could I live there? Like, I knew the country. The concern more for me was, could I find a hospital that I, you know, would feel comfortable delivering in, you know, because in the U.S., my father, you know, the hospital where he works, I would have had great care. So, you know, I mean, the reason I decided to go there was because it just wasn't realistic for Vinny to go to the U.S. at that time. And, you know, I don't know, I just felt, especially after with what happened with his first son and he doesn't get to see him, like, to miss the birth of his mm-hmm. son, you know, it would have been pretty traumatic for him, I feel like.
That was nice of you, for sure. Why couldn't he come to America? Or why wasn't it good timing?
I consulted with the lawyer, and the lawyer said, he said, sure, eventually he could come, but we don't know when that would be.
Not in time. So, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you thought about pursuing the K-1 visa process, like, so that you guys can be in the States? Is that something you're considering?
Yeah. You know, I don't know what, I'm not really sure what the future will hold, especially now, because, you know, everything is so crazy with Corona, and then, just, you know, life is like, nothing that I thought would, the way that I thought that things would go is not the way that they've been going. So I'm not really sure, but I wouldn't rule it out.
Okay. Yeah. What's the COVID situation like there? Like, what is your life like? Are you guys quarantining or wherever you are in the world?
You know, I think generally, most African countries have been taking it, they've been taking it seriously. They've gotten a lot of help from the World Health Organization, but they haven't done like this, like some of them have, but Ethiopia has not done a massive like lockdown, and they kind of were like, don't, you know, like, we're gonna close the bars for a while, we're gonna close the gyms, and then they're like, this is not good for our economy, we're gonna open everything again.
Okay. Yeah. Same, sounds kind of like
hard here.
Yeah.
What do your parents say as medical professionals about COVID? Do they have any predictions that can give me hope that
when are we going back to normal life? Can you ask your mom?
I talked to my father. Unfortunately, what he said was probably not going to go back to normal. There'll be a new normal. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
For forever.
Oh, God, it's depressing. Okay, so to get back to the show. So when you first arrived, in the other way, when he had his, did you really miss Binion's hair? Like, you freaked out over him cutting his hair?
Or did they make it seem that way?
I don't know if, I'm reluctant to ever blame anything on an edit, because, it's not that I think that there's someone, you know, sitting in an office like, ha ha ha, let's make this look, you know, terrible. But I mean, you think about it, there's a lot of editors on it that I don't know if all of the editors, and then like the assistant editors, if they talk to the producer, I don't really know how it all works, but
yeah.
basically it just, there's so many people involved with something that it doesn't, you know, and then like, there's so many things that are cut out because there was like a whole, there was like a whole conversation and other things that happened in that particular scene. I did make a YouTube video that I was just about to upload talking a little bit about it, not too much in detail, but basically at the time that, so when I came, I went to hug Binyam and I was so excited and everything. And then someone, I guess off camera, kind of made a comment to me about like, they said, oh, it was so cute when you ran over to Vinny, like, and you hugged him, like, that'll look so like beautiful. People will love that. And then I just got it in my mind, like, oh my God, like, I just totally lost myself on camera. Like, I just ran to, I'm like 7 months pregnant, 6 months pregnant. Like,
wow,
I look ridiculous and I'm waddling and I just ran and like, oh my, like, and I just felt like all of a sudden I just felt like stricken with like, so like, I was so like
reality.
It didn't seem like that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But it just, I guess with the pregnancy hormones, it kind of gave me like a panic attack. So I really wanted like a second to just be like, okay, I don't want to film right now. Like, I just want to breathe. And like, but you know, it's not always an option. So I was actually selfishly thinking of myself and not thinking of Vinny or his hair. I was just thinking how stupid I looked.
Oh, that'd be me.
Being pregnant and like,
you didn't look stupid. I didn't even.
Well, I saw it now. It doesn't look stupid, but at the time I was convinced.
Yeah. You felt like ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your relationship like currently? With you and Binny, everything going well?
Yeah, I mean, things are going well. Things are different than they were before because, so it's weird because, you know, you have, of course, every relationship has stages. Like you have the first stage where you are so in love and, you know, or that fake love that where you like love the person's smell and everything. Yes. And you know,
yeah.
You know nothing about
that. That fades.
The animal love.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But and then you know, like of course me and Binny had talked on the phone every day like before I moved to Ethiopia, like when I was in the U.S. sorry. And and so then there was that stage, and then when I got there and then being pregnant, and I was very emotional when I was pregnant, and then afterwards having the baby, then you have the baby, and then
you're like in one fog
closer together, but then in other ways you're like, oh, like,
oh, it's let so me get hard away from, yeah
yeah. So I think finally now we're at that stage where it's like, oh, like this is really cool. Like seeing you as a dad and, you know, seeing you as a mom. So things are going pretty well for us.
Oh, good. Good.
How old is the baby? And how do you pronounce his name again? I'm sorry.
Aviel.
Aviel.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. I love it.
And how old?
Avi is, I had to think about that for a second. He's 13 months.
Okay, awesome.
So Avi and Ari. Oh my God. So sorry. Cute. So
my
cute.
Kid's 19 months. Justine has a 16 month old. Yeah.
So yeah, something. And a five, no, and a 6 and a 4 year old.
Yeah. She's
so, I want to blow my brains out over here.
She's in a fresh hell of her own making, but
Zoom school. Yeah.
Do you want more kids? Do you and Binny talk about having more kids?
I mean, I know Binny would love to have like a million kids if he could. He always says, if I have financial, I want a lot of children. If I have financial.
Oh, it's so cute. You two should have more kids.
But I feel like for me, like I overthink everything, or I'm a person who's always thinking. And so like, for example, like when after the baby was born, no, you know, every day, even now, I don't want to say that it's ended because I still continue to do the same thing. I'm like, oh, like, you know, how am I going to be a good mom? Like, what should I do? And then I'm constantly wondering, like, for example, before I had the baby, I thought, you know, I'm not going to be one of those moms who like sits her kids in front of cartoons and like, you know, but it's almost impossible to not use tricks like that. How do you
not
do it? You have to work. You have to do, you know, it's really hard. So.
Yeah,
where I'm questioning, like, you know, am I a good enough mom to this one baby? Like, can I have another one? Like,
No, it's a lot. I mean, I think we all deal with that where it's like, okay, I have to do something. So you're watching Sesame Street, even though I said I would never plop you in front of the TV. Like,
your mothering instincts seemed very natural watching you, though, and it seemed very sweet. I mean, if anybody watched me after I gave birth, you came off like an angel. So is there anything in your, if you were to get pregnant, that you would plan differently knowing the, through the first time? Any tips you would give a mom that's about to give birth?
You know, I always, my whole life had like a huge fear of having a baby. There's like a term for it. I don't know what the name of it is, mm-hmm. but like, it's just like, of course it's scary to have a baby, but this is just like a whole nother level of fear. So that was something I never thought I would actually be a mom. But I, at the time that I had the C-section and they were going to put me out completely, like I felt sort of guilty, like, oh, which is one of the reasons why I was kind of panicking also, because I knew that I needed the general anesthesia because I couldn't stop moving. But at the same time, I was like, oh, but if I'm out, I won't see, you know, the birth of my baby. I just want to tell any mother, any way you have the baby, if it's a natural birth or a C-section, if you're out completely, whatever, you're still a mom. You're not less of a mom. Because you didn't, you know, or if you needed, you know, pain medicine or whatever, all that stuff is silly. You know, you're a mom and you're a mom and that's it.
Yeah, because I think people have like a preconceived notion in your head and it's like, it never goes, I think every person I've talked to, it's never like, oh, it's exactly how I planned.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't hold yourself to that because it just won't happen. Yeah. Was there a moment like when you were in the hospital, I'm sure like you obviously were panicking and stressed out, like where you floated above and you're like, oh my God, I'm in Ethiopia, I'm about to give birth. Like, how'd you mentally like get through that, which seemed like a pretty difficult experience? Like, how'd you help yourself through that?
Well, you know, it's what isn't shown in the show is like, which is a lot of times this happens because they, you know, the scenes are like 4 minutes, 3 minutes, so they have to cut out a lot of stuff, is that the doctor, she looks at me and she's like, Ariella, like, calm down. Like, I have two other people in front of you, and then we'll wheel you in for your surgery. And then literally, like, I want to say 15 minutes later, they were like, okay, you got to have the baby now. And I was like, wait, I was just calming myself down. Like, I finally just got myself calm. And now you're saying, like, I have to do it now. But, like, I had another, like, hour at least, you know. And then
I'm not ready.
That's the real thing that led to my freak out, in the operating room. Because I was actually, when the doctor told me, like, you need to calm down. And then Benny hugged me. I was like, okay, I do need to calm down. Like, I could do this. And then as soon as they came in, I was like, okay, let me take off my makeup. And they're like, nope, you got to go now. And then, you know, that's why I have a full makeup on.
Hey, you looked great.
I put makeup on for my last birth. I had a scheduled C-section. I'm like, I'm looking good for this one. Okay. I don't care. So I feel you, man.
That's great.
Scary. Yeah, giving birth. I always planned every time I was about to give birth. I was convinced I was going to die too. I like told my husband, I was like, this is it. Last day on the, I felt I scared. Over. Man. So scary.
Oh God.
Did you do prenatal yoga? Oh, sorry.
No.
Yes, I did. I did do prenatal yoga. I don't know how much it helped, but it seemed fun at the time.
How'd you, you look great. I was looking at your Instagram. You look phenomenal. How'd you get back in shape after your baby? And like, what do you do to stay active?
Well, for me, it was like when I was pregnant, like I see a lot of women that they get pregnant and then they, they don't really gain weight anywhere except their belly until like 6 months, 7 months. But for me, as soon as I was pregnant, I was just so hungry, so hungry in a way that I never felt like that in my life. And I just ate and ate and ate, and I gained weight everywhere, you know. And I'm only 5 feet, so.
Oh wow, you're only five feet tall. You're tiny.
Yeah.
How tall is Binyam?
I'm short. Yeah, how tall is Binyam?
Binyam is, I think he's not very tall. He's
6'5".
Yeah, 6'5".
I think he's like 5'9" or something.
Okay. Oh, wow, you guys are perfect for each other.
So cute.
Wow.
Five feet.
You did not look, I mean, that's a woman's dream. I mean, your feet must be just little angelic little feet. I mean, watch, should be on like, OnlyFans with those feet making money.
You're nuts. Oh,
God. That's an idea. My feet OnlyFans.
Yeah, there you go. It's your new plan.
So I think it was like then for a lot of people, they were like, oh, you know, you lost so much weight. I did lose a lot of weight after the baby, but I also wasn't that big generally to start with. So, and then, you know, I have a personal trainer living in the house, so that helps.
Oh, yeah.
Right. How has COVID affected his
job
working at night.
Yeah. For the longest time, they just nightclubs and everything were closed. So, yeah. Not too much of that. And then gyms were closed. And so we got to spend a lot of time together.
Yeah. What were you doing for work before you moved to Ethiopia? And are you working now?
So when I was in Ethiopia before and like traveling around and stuff, I did freelance work. So some of that is like writing articles. Some of that is most of it, unfortunately, I wish it was all writing articles, is like editing or helping people whose first language is not English, like to edit their social media posts and things like that. Oh, so nice. Yeah. I did a lot of like freelance work.
Okay.
And then when I was in the States, I worked with my father at his cardiology practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so are you still doing that freelance stuff now?
Honestly, not too much lately, but I should get back into it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we wanted to ask a little bit about the proposal. The day of the proposal, like, obviously I could tell, I would feel the same way you did in that situation, which is like, I need to get out of here. But do you have any regrets about like that day and how it all went down? Or do you feel like it worked perfectly? Like, how do you feel about the proposal and all of that?
So I think the other thing that, like I said, I'm not trying to blame editors in particular, just the fact that you have to edit things down for, you know, it's a 45 minute or an hour long TV show, is we got up that morning to get dressed like at 5 a.m. And then we were outside. We didn't go back home until like 8 p.m. So, we were with the baby outside out of the house.
I would have said no, he's lucky he said yes. I'd be like, not today, honey.
Well, I did tell him the day before, like, oh, babe, you know, and it's your favorite holiday, like, go enjoy. I you know, I'm happy for you. I'm going to stay with Avi. Yeah. And he got really upset, and I didn't know why. You know, it was because he wants
you guys.
Oh,
and he probably wants to experience it with his family. He seems very sentimental.
Yeah,
he did. He wanted to experience it together. And then, so by the time like we were arguing a little bit. I think it was like maybe 3 hours in. Like I thought, okay, the music was really loud. We were too close to the speakers. And then I had read an article like a week before that really screwed me up. The article says like something like even the sound of a hairdryer can damage a baby, like an infant's hearing or something. And so when I read that, and that's what all I kept thinking, like, oh my God, like this baby is deaf now and it's all my fault. You know, and I'm freaking out. What'd you say?
Said I brought him to the monster truck rally show. He's deaf.
Sorry. But you know, I have a friend, he's like 4 kids, and he's like, they're a lot more you know, they don't break that easily.
Yep. No, I think with the first kid you're always everything, anyone I know with multiple kids, by the second or the third they're like, whatever, let him jump in the dumpster.
He was little too. He was little. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah, I was scared. And then even the everyone was a little bit, I think a lot of people were a little bit frustrated with Benny at that time, because I understand where he's coming from. He wanted to show me the holiday. He wanted to show me his favorite thing. Like he, you know, this is really important to him. And he felt like, oh, you know, you don't care. You're not interested in it. But I think Benny's not a person who, first of all, he's not a person who suffers from anxiety. Mm-hmm. So he does not get the concept of like being like, for example, we were talking about it and I was like, baby, you know, there's like 100,000 people out here. Like, it's crazy. And he's like, no, he said, there's more than 1 million people out here. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're like, you're not getting what I'm saying.
Let me triple your anxiety.
On this holiday, they, when I, like, after being outside for a while, I told them, like, oh, babe, like, I'm really tired. Like, I want to go home now. Like, everything's fine. Like, I'm just going to go. And he was like, oh, well, you can't go because all the streets are blocked. They blocked the roads until, like, you know, until the evening. So for someone with anxiety, I was like, oh, my God. Even if I wanted to leave, I couldn't leave.
Yeah, like, you literally can't get out. Oh, God.
Yeah,
so what do you do to help your anxiety? Like, do you
I'm trying to meditate. Sometimes works, sometimes doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
What time of day, like when, what would you recommend? What works best for you? Is there a certain time of day or just any, how many times a day?
I mean, for me, just like I just started going like into a dark room, like laying on the bed, and then like for 10 to 15 minutes, putting an alarm on and just counting my breath. Yeah, it's surprisingly works, but I mean, I'd like to be able to do more than 15 minutes, but it's something like, you know, it's very difficult. You have to start slowly. And oh, also yeah, just exercising, you know, I find that weightlifting is helpful too. Like, I guess any repetitive, like, you know, action where you can kind of
physical thing, you can
stop
zone
thinking.
Out.
Yeah.
Helpful.
Yeah. The nightclub scene, was that, did you look back at that and laugh your conversation with your mom and you, and then him with the butt bongos? Is that girl nice? Do you trust her? How did that make you feel watching it? And has the routine changed?
One of the things people were wondering why I wasn't more shocked about the dance routine, it's because I've seen the videos before. Mm-hmm. The thing is that what I feel really sad about is that it's like a 15, 20 minute dance routine, and we didn't get to see all the really cool stuff and the flips and the, you know, the technique and everything. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of left out. And as far as his dance partner, she is a very nice person, actually.
Oh, good. Good. Do your parents, like, have your parents, they seem like they were really on his side and rooting for him. Do they approve of your relationship now? And like, what's the relationship between Benny and your parents like?
Yeah, you know, my mom really, she really cares for Benny. Sometimes I'm mad at her, you know, because I'll call her and be like, you know, he did this and blah, 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 blah. And I'm mad. And then she'll be like, oh, well, what does he say about it? Did you ask him? And I'm like, I don't say that.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
my take my side.
I'm right. Yeah. You know, yeah. She doesn't do that.
That's nice.
But my father really surprised me, because my ex-husband, when I introduced him to my father, it was just kind of like, oh, you're here. Like, he wasn't mean to him. It wasn't, you know, he helped him and stuff, but there really wasn't, like, they didn't bond too much. But when he met Benny, like, he was like, oh, wow, like, he seems like a very kind person. He seems very sweet. And I don't know, he just seemed like, I was surprised. I didn't expect my father to react that way.
Yeah. So does your dad, he doesn't travel much. Like, it was, you guys were all shocked, like, he made it to Africa. He's not a vacation person. He's working 24/7.
Yeah, we were shocked. Very
that was
shocked.
Nice.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
That was heartwarming.
Your parents love you, which is great. How about the relationship with Binion's family? Like, his sisters obviously came in a little hot on the show. What's your relationship like with them now?
Binny's family is, you know, they've always been like nice to me, in the sense of like, they welcomed me. They didn't sometimes me and his sister Wish can be snarky to each other. I think that has something to do with the fact that, you know, we're both very sensitive. We're, you know, not too far apart in age. And you know, Wish is very beautiful. She's like the cool kid that you wanted to be friends with in high school, but you just weren't cool enough to hang out with her. That's kind of how I see Wish. And but she's a very she can sort of project this like tough attitude, but she's a very sensitive person, so I know that about her. And then Vinny's sister Mimi is, so I love Mimi. She's really smart. You know, the other family members of his, some of them don't speak English as well. So fortunately, my Amharic is not that great. I haven't been able to connect with them as much, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the animal sacrifices that you that you had to go through? Have you witnessed any other animal situations that you've had to be a part of?
So you know, I'm not against killing food if you're killing animals if you're going to eat it, you know, if it's food. It wasn't that, you know, it's not, I'm not a vegan, so I would be a hypocrite if I said that I was against it. But it was the particular situation that I had just given birth. And I was, you know, I remember looking at my son for the first time, like after the anesthesia wore off, and being like, oh my God, like he's like this human, and I gotta like take care of him, and I gotta like figure this out really fast. And like, I actually don't know what I'm doing. I don't think anyone does. Like, everyone's been lying to me this whole time that they know what they're doing. They don't know. And then, you know, I'm really thinking about this. Like, I have all these things going on in my mind. And I'm thinking like, wow, I just made a life, you know, I made a life. And then as soon as I get back home, I got out of the car, and then like, I didn't have any time to, there was no time. Like, it happened so fast. They pulled out the, I think it was a sheep. Was it?
Yeah, I think so. Or like a goat or something.
Yeah.
E-word was.
Yeah. And the goat, the goat was so scared that he pooped himself.
Oh my God. That's heartbreaking.
I'm out. I can't.
I dropped my dog off to get his nails trimmed. Oh, that's so sad.
And then they didn't even give me, like, I was like, oh, and then they just killed it. And I was like, okay, so it was the contrast of like just giving birth life and just death. Like making life, and then seeing this little baby like be taken out of the world. My feeling at that time was like, you guys are all monsters. But
yeah. Oh, totally. It's like, crazy. Yeah, it's just, you know, for you, it's like you had to do a lot of adjusting at once, especially like, you know, culturally and like with his family and a baby, and it's a lot. So
can't we just have a stork in the front yard? I don't think we're gonna kill anything. Are you used to chickens being killed now on the side of the road? Is that it's like, yeah, well, just chop it off.
I mean, I've traveled a lot, and generally in some of the places that I've been, you know, that's not uncommon in Ethiopia. Like, you know, their butcher shops have like the cow hanging out outside or whatever. Yeah. That it isn't that. Like, I've seen it. It's just the timing, you know. And then at the time when Vinny wanted to kill the chicken for my parents, I was like, all right, Vinny, like, first of all, you don't cook, so who's gonna cook this chicken? But
it is the woman thinking practical, like, okay, you're a showboat in about killing the chicken.
That's my really mom. And then my mom told me, like, you better tell them not to kill that chicken. And then I was like, oh no. Like, and then instead of like rationally and calmly being like, okay, like, you know, my mom, you know, she really doesn't want you to kill the chicken, I just kind of was like, I gotta you know, make sure it doesn't happen. And then I just yelled it out, which it was hilarious in hindsight.
Yeah,
it
that was
cute.
That was a lot. You had to deal with like multiple, it was like back-to-back episodes of just like murder, animal murders.
Well, it's funny because Vinny said to the guy in Amharic, because I know some Amharic, he said, okay, he's like, just save it for me for later. And I was like, no, not now, not vohala, which means later, not ever.
Never.
I haven't. And that chicken, we're taking it home, and it's going to sleep in bed with us.
Do you miss any, like, what do you miss most about America? Is there any like food that you're like, if you landed on a plane right now in Jersey or New York, like you would have to go get? Like, what do you miss?
I love cheese, and we have great cheese in the U.S.
Oh, really? Is the cheese, you see a cheese difference?
Yeah.
Or just less options?
Less options, not more expensive. I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of cheese, but yeah, more expensive. And also just like, I'm from the tri-state area, like near New York City, like basically I can get any type of food that I want at any time.
Yeah.
So, that can be
probably
difficult.
The best spot in the world.
I spent my whole life eating out, and living in Ethiopia has taught me like, okay, we're gonna eat at home. It's good for me.
Yeah,
definitely.
COVID helped me with that too.
Yeah, right. What's the hardest transition to living like abroad for you? Like, what are, because I know you've traveled a lot. Like, how do you make places home in a new location?
I think that, well, those are two different questions, but good questions. The first thing is, one of the biggest things that can be difficult for me is being in an environment where women do not have the same, they don't have the same position in society that they do maybe in the US. Mm-hmm. And I hate when when men will not direct a question to me, even when I'm clearly the one that is handling the situation. Mm-hmm. That always infuriates me. So you know, and I have a quite a temper at times, so I have to handle that. Generally that can be difficult to handle.
Yeah.
And I try to explain that to Vinny and he understands, but he's kind of like, it's not that big of a deal. You know, I think it would take him spending more time in the US where I'm from to kind of understand why that bothers me so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be difficult.
Yeah, I bet.
What happened with the, just to go back to the show real fast, with the baptism, is there anything that you'd like to clear up with that? Did you guys talk about religion a lot before, or did it kind of just come about? Or
so actually I got some flack from people in one of the earlier episodes because I said to my parents at the dinner table, I'm gonna raise the baby like I was raised, you know. And then people were like, oh, you can't make that decision for the baby, like he's also Vinny's son and blah blah blah. And but me, Vinny and I did talk about that. I did tell him, like, this is my wish for my son, and if you think that you're okay with that, then I think that we can, you know, have this baby together. And he's like, yeah, okay. And then
so you did have that conversation. They just didn't tell us that you guys actually talked about it, because it seemed like you'd never discuss religion ever.
Yeah, we had talked about it as soon as I knew I was pregnant. That was, the first conversation that we
Oh, wow.
We
had. Wow. And so he was baptized Christian, or what is
or What's the religion that they are?
Orthodox Christian. Benny?
Orthodox okay. Christian. Okay.
I thought that was very nice of you.
And are you, like, you've obviously come to terms with that decision. Are you still actively trying to raise him Jewish? Like, both cultures?
You know, for me, it's not so much important to me that that he be religious. It's more important to me that he's raised with the cultural values that come from Judaism, mm-hmm. like
yep.
questioning things, being encouraged to question, you know, never trying to push your religion on other people, because Jewish people do not.
They do not. We do not recruit
other people. I don't agree with the recruitment, so to speak.
Yeah.
And also, you know, just like the history of my family and of all Jews that almost all Jews that are in America. I'm going to say all Jews is of persecution, and it's kind of like my feeling is kind of like if I don't teach my baby about, you know, their history, then all of my family members that died or suffered, they kind of did so in vain. So that was really important to me, the cultural aspect of it.
Yep.
And I'm really excited for, I think we need a spinoff where we just take Vinny to America to learn about what it is to be an American Jew.
Oh, that'd be great.
I would love it.
Yeah. I mean, my family is Jewish. My grandmother survived the Holocaust. It's like the same for me. It's like, for me, it's more about like teaching my child about like what Jews have overcome and like the values rather than like the religion itself, because I'm not religious, but I totally feel you on that. I think it's important to do that, because otherwise, you know, the history dies, really. Right. Yeah, it's important.
Well, you know, it's funny because right before I went to Ethiopia for the first time, I was living in Jerusalem actually. Oh. And I promised my grandmother that I would go to Israel. So I had been there for 6 months and I planned to go back. I was thinking about doing religious study, just, you know, it was something that I was interested in at the time. Mm-hmm. And I like to spend a lot of time in Sfat, which is kind of like the city of Kabbalah, like where people go to study Jewish mysticism. So it was fun. Like for me, these things were important to me, and these were things I was interested in. And then my life took a very different direction.
Yeah,
I feel like you've lived an interesting life, because like how many places abroad have you lived?
I have lived in Ethiopia. I spent long periods of time in Kenya, in Israel. I lived in Argentina. Oh.
Is any of your family like you, like a big like explorer, a wanderlust kind of person? Are you the rare person?
My mom is like that. Yeah.
Okay.
When's your birthday?
November 10th.
Oh, nice. So this might be too personal, but Binyam's ex, if he was in the States, would she let him see him?
I highly doubt that she would agree to that. I mean, I would be very happy if she did, and he would be very happy, obviously. You know, he has continued to try and reach out to her, but she's not amenable to the situation.
Do you think she's had people reach out to her on Instagram wondering what the why after the show? Because you can figure out who she is. You think, has she reached out after you've seen you guys on the show? Nothing?
Well, she was not happy that we did the show, and I understand why, of course. But I would just want to say to anyone who is considering reaching out, while I think that those people have good intentions,
not helping the situation.
You know, I don't want anyone, you know, because I know that the internet can be very mean. I don't think it's helpful to attack the mother of his child, even if she's not doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So if anyone hears this, you know, I have thought about that, and I just hope, you know, because if a happy mom is a happy, you know, makes a happy baby. So
that is right. Simon's right. Mom. That's true.
So even if she's not making the right decision, sometimes we know we're human. We don't make the right decisions. Yep. And, you know, we
bad
don't
for
necessarily,
him.
Yeah,
for both of them.
It's really difficult, you know, to be, you know, to want to help him with the situation and not really be able to do anything. It's hard.
Yeah. Like to when be
you,
involved. But
when
not,
he
yeah.
first looked at your guys' baby, you could see him thinking about his other son. And that's what I just assumed. And it just broke my, it breaks your heart for him. I don't know. It's just sad. He seems like a nice guy, and it's just sad.
Yeah, he's a great father too.
That's great. What's been the hardest and easiest part about becoming a mom? What do you love? What do you miss about your old life?
The hardest part about being a mom is, I'm already the type of person who I'm not comfortable unless everyone around me is comfortable. And now it's like that on steroids. So I'm thinking like, okay, like, is the baby okay? Like, is he going to be okay? Like, is he taking a nap, but maybe he needs me. If he wakes up, he's going to want his mom.
Aww.
And then, you know, I never have that peace. Like just that I can run out the door, you know, now it's kind of like, okay, I got to make sure I have this and make sure I have that, you know, that changes my life and personality.
For sure. Yeah. It's a lot. You can't just escape anymore.
I saw you starring in a music video.
Ooh.
And you're not getting out of it this easy. Tell us about how that happened. That was fun to watch.
Hilarious.
See, Binyam, see that he's with a star too. Binyam too can play that game.
Oh, this is hilarious. So a friend of mine asked me if I'd be interested in being in their friend's music video. And I said, yeah, sure, why not? I kind of assumed they meant like, you know, be one of the background people, you know, just kind of like, it'd be interesting to have like an obviously not Ethiopian person in the background or whatever. And then when I actually like showed up to film the music video, I was the main character. And I was like, oh no.
that's great.
It's fun. How long did it take?
Oh, we filmed it over 2 days.
Wow. Well,
that's a long time. So would you do 90 Day again? You may be already
I don't anything. I don't regret being on it. It's brought a lot of cool opportunities. I've met cool people because of it. And you know, it's fun to film. Filming is fun.
Did you have aspirations? I know you mentioned like you found the opportunity on a Craigslist ad. Like, is being on TV something you've wanted to do in your life, or just kind of the opportunity came and now you're enjoying it?
If by being on TV, if you meant like, could I be one of those like Vice News journalists that goes to like Syria? Yeah, I would have done that, but.
Oh, cool. But not reality TV.
But not, yeah. And I'm not I've always hated like taking pictures of myself, and that's why it's so funny. Like they're like, you were in a music video, and I'm like, yeah, but I didn't expect to be like the.
You thought you were going to be the background.
It's fun. You'll look back in 60 years. You're like, damn, I was smoking.
Right? I wish someone had like, done my makeup. I did my makeup horribly.
No, you look pretty.
Are you
too hard on yourself?
Yeah. Are you friends with any of the 90 Day, like people in the 90 Day universe? Like, have you met people that you've become close to?
I've not met anyone face to face, but I do talk to some of the cast members. I talked to Steph from Before the 90 Days.
Oh, okay.
Stefanka.
Yeah.
She got a lot of criticism, but you know, it's funny when I watch her, when I watched it, I was like, okay, so she must be like really like evil on the show, you know? And then I watched the show and I was like, oh, yeah, no, I didn't see it. You know, I'm not really seeing what the big deal was, but she's a very nice person. Like just talking, you know, we talk on Instagram and stuff. She's very nice. I talked to David David and Annie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he's nice. Super nice.
Yeah.
Super nice guy.
Yeah. Would you let Angela babysit of Angela and Michael?
Oh yeah. Would you?
Angela is super nice. Like the first time I saw Angela on TV, and I was like, oh my God, like she, you know, she's got an attitude. And then I saw her again and I was like, oh my God, she's got an attitude. I kind of like it. And
oh,
then,
we love Angela.
Oh, we're Angela fans over here.
Yeah, she's a hoot.
We love a strong broad.
Oh, absolutely. I love a broad. Is there anything about like either your portrayal on the show or anything that you would like to clear up that has bothered you about like your time on the show that you would like to clarify or clear up?
You know, I don't know if like, I mean, I'd say the only thing that I would say is not exactly, not the only thing, but the thing I can think of off the top of my head right now that it might not be exactly accurate about me is, I got a lot of criticism, I think, for being like a princess. I think that comes from the fact that, you know, my father's a doctor and, you know, we're from a wealthy town and everything. Generally speaking, I don't think anyone who knows me personally would ever say that about me. Maybe about certain things about my personality being like a little bossy or something, but generally speaking, I'm not too scared off by things that would scare other people.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you went to Ethiopia and gave birth. So I think
you're walking the walk. You're living.
I think you're a brave woman.
It's not like you ran right back. And yeah. You really grew on. At first, you know, we probably thought that too. Oh, but you really grew on us. And then seeing you give birth and be a mom, it was fun to watch. So we're proud of you. That's not easy.
Thank you.
We're proud of you. I like that. Like
we were both like cheering for you at the end. Like,
oh yeah, you did it.
You seemed way nicer.
Take
than
that
we
baby
would have
and leave.
Given birth. Like, she's lucky. He's lucky. She said, yeah, we root for you too. You're a cute couple. And it's so nice to see you go on a show, risk it. And you're still together. It's nice.
Yeah,
and your parents were cool and
loved your parents.
Well, you know, I mean, the other thing is like, I keep wondering about other people and relationships because the way that I kind of see it, like people on the internet, they write these articles like, oh, I think these two broke up or whatever, or like, I don't know, whatever it is. The way that I have always seen relationships is kind of like, okay, so you broke up and, you know, somebody hurt someone or you guys weren't compatible. Like, that doesn't mean that you like, can't be friends or that you can't have a decent relationship or like 6 months from now, even if you can't talk for the first 6 months that you can't, you know, call each other and be like, hey, you know, thank you for the good times or whatever. So like when I see this, I'm kind of like, well, they make this into like this big dramatic thing. Like, I don't know. I don't think relationships necessarily have to be that like dramatic or stressful, you know? I mean, in the moment when you're upset, but you know, give it some time.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So, where, like, in 5 years, where do you see yourself and Binny? Like, what's your hope for the future for your family?
That is something that I am thinking about a lot lately. I don't have an answer for you because I'm still thinking about it.
Oh, I love it. Well, we're going to have to talk to you again then. You're going to have to tell us.
Yeah.
Well, Ari, thank you so much for joining us. It was so fun to get to talk to you and learn more about your experiences.
And I need
show.
Another baby.
Yeah, you need another little cute girl. Little baby. Justine's always pressuring people. Get you.
Let me gain the mom confidence first.
I think you got it, girl. Sounds like you're doing a great job. And we wish you all the best in this new year. Hopefully,
keep killing it
your way.
And spread that feminism across the planet, sister.
Yeah, baby.
Don't give me a bad edit.
No.
There's no edit. There's nothing bad.
Edit,
oh,
baby.
God. No, we're not that. No, there's no edit. This is it. We're not editing anything. No, God, no.
Nothing wrong.
Thanks
so much,
Ari.
Friends. See you later.
Take care.